Broadcasting Network presents the Bill Kemp Show with Darla Hood, Peter Hanley, the Noteworthies, and the music of Neil Hefti and his orchestra. I'm George Hansbrough, and now here's our Bill, Bill Kemp.
Darla Hood to sing I'll Remember Today.
And always I'll remember today how you held me and kissed me in the tenderest way. Even though you may leave me, in my heart you will stay. Though I'm lonely tomorrow,
there's nothing like good entertainment, especially on this show. Now, on second thought, I retract that statement, for we have some excellent entertainment coming your way right now. Mr. Peter Hanley, and this, incidentally, is not only his latest record, but his own composition, Rock and Roll Polka. Pete!
When the band starts to play, get your partner right away. They're rocking to the rock and roll polka. Clap your hands, stamp your feet to the rhythm of the beat. When you're rocking to the rock and roll polka, it's really very simple. Here is all you have to know. You hop and rock and roll, and then you holler, go, go, go. It's the latest sensation, the shake in the nation, the rompin', stompin' rock and roll polka.
Real great. George, I notice you're limping tonight. Have you been biting your nails again? What's your... I was reading a... speaking of ailments and illnesses and one thing and another, I was reading a medical journal last night, and I was amazed. This journal, I wasn't amazed only at the wonderful cures that medicine has perfected today, but also how many new ailments have been discovered. I mean, I think the most startling among these are the phobias. Now, just listen to this. These are actual medical phobias. For instance, there's the Back Bay phobia. And this is the phobia that's peculiar to certain people in Boston. It's a dread that in giving street directions to a stranger, they'll inadvertently point, you know? And then they have one called the hydrantophobia. And this is the terror that's felt by small dogs that the hydrant may someday strike back. And there's another one. There's one called the ooh phobia. And this is the fear of sitting on a bicycle and discovering the seat isn't there. What else do they have? I should have left that to the end, you know. Come out with a real wow bit. No, but they have the Bridie Murphy phobia. Now, this will interest you guys, the musicians in the band. I use that word musicians loosely. This Bridie Murphy phobia, this is the fear of bop musicians that after they pass away, they'll come back in Lawrence Welk's orchestra, you know? And there's, they have so many of these wonderful phobias. They have burstitis. It's a phobia common to bubble dancers who perform in nightclubs. It's the fear of shish kebab swords, you know? And they have, they have dental mentalitis. And that's the fear of dentists that when they ask patients to pay their bill, that they'll be laughed at with their own teeth. Finally, one that I loved was venous de miloitis. This is the terrifying suspicion that you're not all there. Neil Heffy in the orchestra with a tune called 12th of Never. Pretty. From time to time, our listeners have little problems. Sometimes these are personal problems. Sometimes they're homemaking problems. Sometimes they concern etiquette. It depends. And they often write in because they'd like me to advise them, and I do my best. George Ansbro, do we have any letters like that on hand?
Yes, we do, Bill, and the majority of them have to do with etiquette.
Well, that's the way it goes.
Now, here's one from Mrs. E. Havemeyer of Black Falls, Dakota. I don't know if that's north or south.
Well,
A little boy licks his fingers at the table, what can a mother do to cure him of this habit?
Well, she can remind him that he has a napkin. He can lick the napkin, obviously. You got another one there?
Here's another one from Mr. John O'Reilly of Eastern Pennsylvania. He says, I've heard that the reason a man should descend the stairs first is because if the woman should trip, the man could cushion her fall. Is this correct?
No, that's not true at all. The reason that a man goes down the stairs first is so that if the building catches on fire, he can get out first. Next question, please.
Here's one from Mr. Sam Friedman of Wichita Falls, Kansas. At a formal affair, is it absolutely necessary to wear white tie and tails?
Yes. Yeah, it also helps if you wear a shirt and pants, too. Matter of fact, shoes can make the evening pretty comfortable, too.
Now, Bill, here's a letter from Mrs. Irene Manning of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She says, on the subway the other day, I saw an old lady stand in front of a young, healthy-looking specimen, and he didn't rise to give her a seat. Do you think this is correct?
Not usually, but I was pretty pooped that night. Besides, she wasn't that old anyway.
Now, here's a problem from Mr. Charles Ogden of Cleveland, Ohio. My wife always criticizes me for cooling off my coffee by blowing on it in a saucer. Am I wrong to do this?
Well, you certainly are wrong. I always pour it in my mouth and then lean close to an electric fan. That's the way to do it. Your way, sir, is uncouth. Say, I'd like you to meet a real couth group. Here they are, all of them, the entire ensemble. Neil Heffy in the orchestra, and send for me.
true lover, send for me, send for me. You'll never want any other. Send for me, send for me. I promise you I'll be true. Send for me, send for me. Anytime, just tell me your problems and you'll find out, baby, I'll solve them. If you're late one morning, don't hurry. If you got big trouble, don't worry. Just depend on your friend. Send for me, send for me.
A morning, noon, and night, in the early bright, don't you fret, my pretty, that I'm gonna treat you right.
I'm gonna share your every care anywhere. Oh yeah, send for me and I'll be there. Anything that upsets you, send for me, send for me. I'll be there to protect you. Wait and see, wait and see. Don't delay, right away. Send for me, send for me. It's gonna be a twiddly dee. Yes, sirree. You and me, faithfully. Send for me.
Send for him. That's the guy to send for, all right. Peter Hanley. Let me see. We found folks up front from Bergenfield and from Vancouver. Who's any more out-of-towners with us? Where are you from, man?
Vermont.
Where from?
Vermont.
Vermont. Welcome home. Yes, sir?
Whalen, Mass.
Whalen, Mass. And you, sir?
San Francisco.
San Francisco? Yeah, that's a fine town. It's all of that. Matter of fact, yeah, we're heard out in San Francisco now, aren't we? We won't, but we're not heard on 42nd Street, but we are out there. So look, there were these two lushes. They were at a bar, you see, and they'd been there about 3 hours, and they're pretty stoned. And one turns to the other and says, what do you think of the Taft-Hartley bill? And the other guy slams his fist down the bar and says, I think we ought to pay it and get rid of it. Wow. From time to time, friends, we on the program, we take pleasure in bringing you news about events that are taking place in and about New York City. Tonight, I would like to give you the details of the annual Exterminators Talent Night. It's going to be held this coming Tuesday evening. The Exterminators 60-piece band, of course, is going to be featured under the direction of Bugsy Roach. Mr. Roach is the only band leader in the world. He leads the whole band with a flip gun. And, of course, you're going to see a lot of great guests. You'll see Jonathan Rumsch, who is the best bug man in the country. Jonathan's going to sing a special arrangement of Glowworm. Let's see what else we have here. As a special added attraction, we have Harlow James, who's well known for his magnificent impersonation of a mosquito. And he isn't. Halfway during the show, Mr. James will personally go down the audience and bite each person on the neck. We have Ramsey L. Jordan, probably better known as Iron Jaw Jordan, and he's going to stand at one end of a mahogany table while a group of termites stand at the other end, and then on the signal go, they'll start biting their way to the center of the table. Oh, I'm having a riotous time here. And during the third part of the show, a fellow called George Sullivan is going to fly over the audience in a Piper Cub and spray the guests with aerosol bombs. A fellow called James French, who has spent 15 months studying the life of the flea, is going to sing Little Things Mean a Lot. It ought to be a great show, and of course, once again this year, as always, the master of ceremonies will be the Green Hornet. So that's Tuesday night, the Exterminator's Talent Night. All right? Let me see, what we got here? Oh, yeah. Don't you love this thing? Isn't that a beautiful tune? That's Melody in F. No, I beg your pardon. Neil Hefti in the orchestra playing Deep Purple. Whereabouts in Central Africa are you from? Southern Rhodesia? You don't get that show, this show there, do you? He said we're civilized over there. We're going to miss you, sir. Bye-bye. I don't know what I'd do without people like that. I'd sure like to try, I'll tell you. A moment ago, no, very, very welcome, Dark. How long are you going to be around for a while? I mean, you know, I don't mean tonight. I mean, you're going to be in town for a few days? First time you've seen New York?
Yes.
What impresses you most?
There's
so much to be impressed by. You're so right. Well, stick around and good luck. It's a wild place. All right, let's see where we are here. Ad lib intro to next number, it says. Well, I'll certainly do that. It's a very clever ad lib, too. Here is Language of Love.
She didn't speak English.
Our hearts were beating faster than the
Now, let me see. We've had out-of-towners. We have out-of-towners, I should say, from Iowa, from Mexico. Anybody else now?
Who's Motown?
Yes, sir?
Massachusetts.
Whereabouts Massachusetts, sir? Where?
N-E-W-T-O-N.
Oh, Newton. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am? Who's somebody else? San Francisco. Well, bless you. Listen, I've got to say this. I'm going to. There was this guy, you see, and he had visited his doctor for an exam, and he wasn't feeling up to par, you know. And after the examination, the doctor said, well, I can't seem to find the cause of your trouble. However, it's probably due to drinking. And the guy said, well, all right, Doc, I'll come back tomorrow when you're sober. Well, there's a lady sitting down front taking notes. What are you, appearing at a garden party next week or what? First, are you from Robert Q. Lewis's show? I don't know. Funny bit going on there. Yeah, don't ad-lib, dear. Incidentally, we have lined up a wonderful group of special songs, and they're going to be sung for you by very special guest stars. For example, you're going to be hearing... Getting to Know You, as sung by J. Edgar Hoover. Errol Flynn will be on hand, and he's going to sing If They Asked Me, I Could Write a Book. And we'll be presenting the tune Happiness Is Just a Thing Called Joe, as sung by Andre Gromyko. And finally, the lovely melody This Nearly Was Mine, sung by Willie Sutton. So you see, it should be a pretty exciting show all in all. Right now, here's a pretty exciting gal to sing for you, When Your Lover Is Gone.
For starlit skies, when you're alone, the magic moonlight dies at break of dawn. There is no sunrise when your lover has gone. What lonely hours the evening shadows bring. What lonely hours with memories lingering, like faded flowers. Life can't mean anything when your lover's gone. What lonely hours the evening shadows bring.
You are a darling. You really are. All of that. You come up and see me sometime, honey. We'll tear a Tootsie Roll together or something. Neil Hefti in the orchestra and Dancero. Claire Hanley to sing Chances Are.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin the moment you come into view. Chances are you think that I'm in love with you. Just because my composure sort of slips the moment that your lips meet mine, chances are you think my heart's your valentine. In the magic of moonlight, when I sigh, hold me close, dear. Chances are you believe the stars that fill the sky are in my eyes. Guess you feel you'll always be the one and only one for me. And if you think you could, well, chances are, your chances are awfully good. The chances are, your chances are awfully good.
And a singer, what a singer, Pete Hanley. Good thing called Chances Are.
I'm going to leave you now with this prayer of a small girl who, when she was praying, said, "Please, Lord, can't you put the vitamins in pie and cake instead of cod liver oil and spinach?" Don't forget, friends, we'll be back, and I sincerely hope you can join us here for You and Your Radio, right?
The Bill Kemp Show has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.